The contaminants then that are causing problems for the Great Barrier Reef are nitrogen and phosphorus, and in our use of automatic dishwashers, you'll find that most of these things still are based on the use of phosphate detergents. So to get rid of phosphate, you rely on the addition of calcium to form an apatite. So here we've got hydroxyapatite. So in this particular process, going in at this point is 4.5 ppm of phosphorus. After the settling process, that drops a little bit, but most of the phosphorus is still present. So prior to the activated sludge process, they then drop in some iron 3+. Now iron 3+ and aluminium 3+ are flocculating agents. So they produce a flock then that grabs any colloidal material. The colloidal material sticks to that flock and precipitates out. So in cans then, they don't use iron 3+, they use aluminium 3+ as their flocculating agent. So after the activated sludge then, we then recollect those solids, and due to this process, the activated sludge and the flocculating agent, we've now dropped that phosphorus down to 0.8 of a ppm, getting better. So after that, you then throw in additional chemicals which cause the precipitation of the phosphates, and finally you end up with a value post-filtration of those precipitates of something that's acceptable to put out in the waterways. So a typical thing then would be to add some lime at that stage. The calcium that's provided reacts with the residual phosphorus to form apatite. The apatite's insoluble, it's collected on the sand filter, and you've then got a water that's